When you think of a tree, you probably think of the trunk and all those parts you can see above ground. But there's a lot more going on under the soil than meets the eye. Scientists are digging into the hidden world of tree roots in an effort to illuminate some mysteries. KUOW's Sarah Waller brings us the story here in the next part of our series, More Than a Tree.
There's a strange-looking tree stump in Olympia near the Capitol building. Tree scientist Dr. Nalini Nadkarni took me to see it.
This is something really weird. This is something like a mystery for forest ecologists.
It's a tree that's been cut off about a foot above the ground. On the top, you'd expect to see a flat surface covered in tree rings.
But this stump is different. It's sort of scabbed over completely with thick bark.
Somehow, this long dead stump has found a way to produce new living tissue. Scientists like Nalini believe the secret lies under our feet. Down there, hidden under the surface, lies a vast network of tree roots. These networks are often called neighborhoods.
They really are sort of like neighborhoods, like my neighborhood, you know, on the west side, as I have neighbors and I communicate with them and we borrow sugar from each other and so forth. Well, trees are really the same way.
Tree roots can leak sugars into the soil that are then sucked up by their neighbors, other roots. They can also share nutrients with faraway neighbors by transporting them across thin threads of fungi, which spread through the soil like underground spider webs.
I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you.
Roots can even physically graft together so that neighbors, even different species, share one big circulatory system.
It's like connecting blood vessels of two different people. One tree gives the other tree a permanent transfusion. And that's exactly what happened with this cut-off stump. The neighboring tree that had grafted its roots to it continued to provide minerals and nutrients and hormones to this tree stump.
Please won't you be my neighbor. My neighbor.
But there's also a downside to this kind of life support system. Trees can also transfer diseases to their neighbors, sometimes to catastrophic effect, which leaves scientists wondering why exactly trees do this.
When we ask questions below ground, often there are more questions than there are answers.
That's Dylan Fisher. He's a forest ecosystem ecologist at Evergreen State College. He's helped develop a tool that may give scientists a clearer picture of what's going on under the soil.
Okay, so what we're looking at here is a mini rhizotron camera.
The mini rhizotron camera is black and cylindrical. It's a kind of camera made from souped-up parts from a home desktop scanner. To see how it works, Dylan took me into the Evergreen College Forest Reserve.
So we'll just kind of step into the woods here.
We're looking for a buried tube. Dylan has buried 44 of them here. They're not easy to spot in a forest brimming with shoulder-high sword ferns. At last, we find one.
It's a clear plastic tube that goes down into the soil, sometimes as far as a meter, and we can put a scanner down in there and take a picture.
Dylan slides the black scanner into the tube.
Voila!
A picture pops up on Dylan's laptop.
There's our image below ground.
It shows hundreds of tiny roots crisscrossing each other.
Here we're looking at the big leaf maple, and then the Douglas fir roots are going to look a little bit darker in character.
Dylan takes a new picture at this location every month. Each root, there are about 250, gets its own name. The roots are then monitored over time to see how they're interacting with each other.
Part of our study has been trying to see if more diverse forests result in higher root activity.
Higher root activity means that trees are taking more carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere and storing it underground, an important piece of the climate change puzzle. And there's something else Dylan has observed by peering underground.
Trees are horribly intermingled.
Almost all trees are connected in some way at the root level. Like what you might find in a grove of cottonwood trees.
Below ground, they're connected by a network of large roots that make them one genetic individual.
So what looks like a whole forest could really be just one single organism.
You can think of a trunk as really fingertips on a buried hand.
So whether you're seeing a fingertip or an old dead stump kept alive on life support by a neighbor, there's a lot more to a tree than meets the eye. To put a number on it,
more than 50% or even as high as 70% of that tree's energy may go into what goes on below ground. So literally, when you're looking at a tree, you are only seeing the tip of the iceberg.
Something to keep in mind next time you find yourself on a hike in the forest. I'm Sarah Waller for KUOW.
Dr. Nalini Nadkarni was the scientific advisor for our series. Funding for More Than a Tree was provided by the KUOW Program Venture Fund. Contributors include Paul and Lori Ahern and the KUOW listener subscribers.